From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president adds some further definition to his comments on a violent race-related protest. As background, three people were killed in violence Saturday at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and in a helicopter crash that police have linked to the protest. At a news conference, Virginia's Governor Terry McAuliffe said the right-wing protesters were not the patriots they claimed to be. Shortly after the rally had been canceled in Charlottesville, Virginia, a car rammed into people in the street as they left a counter-protest. A 32-year-old woman was killed, about two dozen other people injured. Police say they had the driver of the car in custody, identifying him later Saturday as James Alex Fields, about 20 years old, of Ohio. The FBI and U.S. Justice Department Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office have opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming. Now, the violence in Charlottesville was widely condemned, with many politicians and activists on both the left and the right criticizing Donald Trump, a Republican, for waiting too long to address it, and when he did so, failing to explicitly condemn the white supremacist marchers who ignited the melee.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
The violence has put some fresh pressure on the Trump administration to take an unequivocal stand against the segment of his political base. Some rightists have claimed allegiance to him. Again, the White House said in a statement that Trump's remarks on Saturday condemned all forms of violence and bigotry, including neo-Nazi groups and the Ku Klux Klan. VOA News. The top U.S. general has arrived on the North Korean peninsula amid unprecedented threats between Washington and Pyongyang and as annual military exercises between the United States and South Korea risk further increasing tensions. Speaking to reporters en route to Korea, the U.S. General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the military's primary focus is supporting the administration's diplomatic and economic campaign to denuclearize the Korean peninsula while preparing military options in the event that campaign fails. He said his visit to the region this week is aimed at reassuring allies, South Korea and Japan, while building the military-to-military relationship with China in order to prevent miscalculations. Annual exercises between the U.S. and South Korean militaries, dubbed the Ulchi Freedom Guardian, begin this coming Wednesday. North Korea has always condemned these exercises, and some experts fear these war games could increase hostilities from Pyongyang while irking Beijing, a key influencer of North Korea. The Venezuelan government has responded to the U.S. President Donald Trump, who included the military option as a possible action during his remarks on the rapidly devolving socialist country. Saturday, Venezuela's Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza condemned U.S. threats against his crisis-hit nation. Arreaza also accused Trump of aiming to drag Latin America and the Caribbean into a conflict that would permanently alter stability, peace, and security in the region. Trump had said a day earlier that a military option against Venezuela was on the table, describing the situation there as a dangerous mess. Trump's comments come 2 days after his administration imposed new sanctions on Venezuela. The escalation of Washington's response to Venezuela's crisis came as U.S. Vice President Mike Pence begins a trip to the region on Sunday, during which he is set to visit Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. The office of the Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, says recent protests over that country's disputed election have been violent and unlawful. Presidential spokesman Manoa Esipisu said Sunday that any peaceful protests are a constitutional right and would be protected by police. But sadly, he said, we have seen violent protests in which property has been damaged and lives have been endangered. The police, he said, will not tolerate breaches of the peace. Instead, they will protect the lives and property of Kenyans, and they will restore law and order. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.